A Aforiere community letter dated April 7, 2021 and sent to the offices of the UN Mission in South Sudan, President Salva Kiir, Amnesty International, Eastern Equatorial State and the National Parliament says Governor Lobong sent SSPDF forces on Easter Sunday to Kiala Payam, where the forces committed heinous atrocities. The letter, which was widely shared on the social media and seen by VOA, says it is not the first time Governor Lobong's administration has targeted locals in the area. Aforiere Chief Michael Mojang Obel told South Sudan in Focus last week in a telephone call from his village that the incident occurred without the consent of local leaders.
I, the chief, was not even aware that something like this would happen in my village. We realized the government had already surrounded the village. They started shooting at people, pursued and ultimately caused all locals to run into the bush. The government also doesn't want to tell us why it sent soldiers to besiege Aforiere dwellers. They did not tell us.
Late last month, unknown gunmen ambushed Governor Lobong's convoy in Tirangore Boma. Lobong told South Sudan in Focus from Torit town last Thursday that he dispersed forces to apprehend criminals from Aforiere.
We have the list of criminals who have been carrying atrocities. It is the duty of the government to do so. When the forces went there, they were already alert, they ran away. And they could only find elderly men and women and some few people. These people were apprehended, they were brought to Torit, and we found they are innocent, and they were released, they went back the same day.
Mojang confirms authorities released all 12 youths who are commonly known by the local name Monyomiji. But Mojang charges that government soldiers killed one person during the Aforiere raid, looted property, and raped women.
Truly, raping of women occurred. I am Michael Mojang Obel. I have to tell you the truth. 13 women were raped. All their reports filed. I have registered all of the property looted from people's homes. There were 27 people who had complaints. Their linens were taken. Others, their beads for traditional wear were removed, and clothes for husbands were looted because all the men in the area had fled into the bush.
After the incident, the community held a meeting and agreed that Governor Lobong should compensate residents for the looted property and the youth killed by the soldiers because Lobong ordered a raid on Aforiere, not on Budi County's Camp 15, where his convoy was attacked. Lobong says he and UNMISS officials, peace committees, and church groups visited and talked with the community's residents several times, but came away with the conclusion that the community is hostile to outsiders.
These people, if they really love their people, those who are rising from the diaspora, they should actually come to the ground and educate their own people and save their people, because people are even fearing the humanitarian services are fearing to go to Aforiere. Because of being very
one-sided. Governor Lobong denies the soldiers committed atrocities.
Let them prove the atrocities and let them compensate the atrocities that they have done to other people only.
Lobong says it's unfortunate individuals in the Aforiere community make life difficult for the rest of the residents. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.